Welcome to RCM 360 Drive Time, the podcast to help you increase revenue, streamline claims, and create efficient billing and collections processes, all designed to drive profits to your medical practice. Today's episode, Population Health. And now, let's hop in the car with your Drive Time host, Brad Cassidy.
Welcome to another edition of RCM 360 Drive Time. Today's installment is going to be on population health. And as I think about population health, my wife and I try to travel as much as we can, and when we do, we try to understand cultures, especially through food and music, and just trying to understand the things that other people do there, not just tourists. And we were recently in Spain, Portugal, and a couple of the things that I noticed is, you don't see a whole lot of overweight people. You see a lot of active people. Their food is they don't have a lot of vegetables included in their meals, but they do have a lot of, they have a lot of meat, they have a lot of olives, and it's a more of a Mediterranean cuisine, but you still don't see that obesity or overweight problem like we have in the States. And the population health portion of what we're seeing in the market so much today, it's payers trying to minimize their risk or understand the risk associated with different populations of people, especially in different geographies and with different disease sets, chronic disease sets. And you're seeing programs like the chronic care management, and really that's the chronic care management as implemented by Medicare, and as you're starting to see other payers adopt in their risk management models, like what we discussed in the last episode with HEDIS and the risk-based coding, or the HCC coding. The chronic care management is really, at this time, the non-face-to-face service to Medicare beneficiaries. Really, even further down, that really have two or more significant chronic conditions. And if you don't know, Medicare in 2015 started paying at $42.60 per month per patient for a 20-minute non-face-to-face visit, which means that if you can accomplish that for all of your Medicare patient base, you can bill all those patients on a monthly basis to manage their chronic conditions. As I think back to, why is this important? You start to think about, really, do people take care of themselves the way that they should? And it's starting to, payers are starting to rely more on providers to direct that care, and not only direct it, but to start trying to enforce the care, especially for patients with chronic condition, more than two chronic conditions. And, it is sad that we've gotten to the point, especially in this country or payer system, that we have to rely on other people to take care of our health for us, even when we're advised to do to live better ways to do that ourselves, but that's necessary. So, but what do you have to do in the chronic care management in order to capitalize on this? Now, only one provider can bill, for these chronic care monthly items, these non-face-to-face visits. So if another provider, not only in your practice, but, you know, another provider that that patient is seeing, if they're billing for that, then you won't be able to bill for it. So it's better to capture that patient, as, you know, early in the year, make sure you bill it first, that, you know, make sure that, that that's happening, and get consent. There is a documentation requirement for the chronic care management program. So you do need patient consent. You need to document more than 20 minutes of care, of those non-face-to-face visits, and you have to document a care plan. So now, you know, there are other companies out there that are offering to pay to take care of this, these 20 minutes monthly, and they charge a portion of the fee. Some of them I've seen as 50% of the fee that you get from Medicare, but they'll provide the documentation and send the documentation back to you so that you can to bill for that that monthly fee. But you got to get that into your EMR, part of the record, so that you have documentation if Medicare were to ever audit you for those. But in the, you know, current situation with the payers and pay for performance and spreading the risk between the payer and the provider, chronic care management is the way things are moving. So think about that. In our next topic, we're going to talk about how this quality reporting in this patient population and chronic care management can be turned into more marketing and to drive revenue for your business. So keep thinking about this, and I will see you next time. Remember that money is yours. Go get it. So I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for riding along with us for RCM 360 Drive Time. We look forward to having you back for our next episode.